Okay, today is Daf Dalet of Masechtas Bava Metzia. We're on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. So, we ended off as follows. What's the story when two Edim come and say, really, that you owe Miktas? That was what we did yesterday. Two Edim come, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. He's not, I don't owe you anything. What are you talking about? Two Edim come and say, you owe 50. Do you have to swear on the other 50? The answer is, Bepashtus, the answer is no. Why? Because you're a liar. You're untrustworthy. You said no, and Edim said yes. So you're untrustworthy. You shouldn't make an oath, a shvua. However, there's a Kal Vachomer that we had yesterday that says you should. What's the Kal Vachomer? If admitting, I'm moda, can't make me pay a knas. Nevertheless, it can make me make a shvua. Moda b'miksas has to swear. No knas. So Edim, who can make you pay a knas, for sure, that should make you swear, right? For sure. So we disprove that Kal Vachomer on the following reason. No, there's no hazama by Moda b'miksas, but there is hazama by Edim, so it's not like a Kal Vachomer. So where are we up to? We're back to square one. Ella, where am I? Ella, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines from the bottom. Ella Isya me Eid Echad. Let's learn out a Kal Vachomer from Eid Echad. There are three different things going on here. Number one, there are three different ways. Number one, the statement was said about Edom. Edom said you have to pay half. We have two other situations that are less than Edom. One is Modib Miksas, which means you have to swear. And the other one is Eid Echad. Eid Echad says you owe $100. What happens if Eid Echad says you owe $100? You have to swear. Right? So we have three things going on. The statement was said about Edim, two Edim. Two Edim come and say, no, it's true, he's asking for 100, we really owe 50. Does that require me to swear? Well, we have two other situations where you're required to swear. One is Modim Miksas. That's not a good Kal Vachomer because there's no Hazama there. And the other one is Eid Echad. If Eid Echad says you owe the money, you have to swear. You hear that? Mm-hmm. So let's try that Kal Vachomer. How would that work? Ma Eid Echad she'ein mechayev amamin. Eid Echad cannot make me pay money. Right? It can't. Nevertheless, mechayev shvua, it makes me make a shvua at least. Right? So Edim, shemechayvin also mamon. Edim, that make me pay money. Ein odin, shemechayvin also shvua. Shouldn't it make you make a shvua? What?
That's neat.
That's neat. The problem is, mal Eid Echad, shekein al mashehu meyid hu nishba. When it comes to Eid Echad, what I am demanding from you, you're swearing about. I say to you, where's the 100? You owe, one Eid says you owe 100, and you swear you don't owe the 100. Tomar, can you say the same thing by Edim? Can you say the same thing by Edim? Shal mashe kafar hu nishba. You're swearing on the denial. Not the same thing. Rashi says on top. Tomar b'shvua de Edim, she'enu nishba al ma she'idu. They're not swearing on the testimony. Ella al ma she'lo he'idu. They're swearing on the non-testimony. V'al kfi raso hu nishba. They're swearing because they deny it. V'lo ha'adasan. Forget nothing to do with Edim. Minayin loch lahachmer kol kach. How you know we're going to be machmer so much and make you make a shvua even there, right? So says. So that's not a good kal vachomer either. El amar of papa. How about this? Asi mi gilgal shvua de eid echad. It's a gilgal shvua from eid echad. What's a gilgal shvua? I'm making you swear about this. You can swear about other things as well. By a sota. That's the makor of it. You're going to have to swear that you didn't have anything to do with this man. Swear about other men. Not this, the husband's only accusing you about this guy. What about the other? Swear about everybody. Called the Gilgal Shavua. Right? We'll lump in other things. Right? Now, an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad that cannot make me, that's so, it's so kal. It can't make me pay. Nevertheless, it'll make me make a shvua, and about a gilgal shvua also, right? So edim that make me pay money, right? Even though when he swears it's not true, it'll be a shvua on non-claim things, but a gilgal shvua is the same thing. It's also non-claim things. So that's a good kav v'chomer. So the Gemara says, "Ma gilgal shvua de eid echad shekin shvua gorer shvua." One shvua follows another shvua. In other words, I can make a shvua on unclaimed things. Tomar be'edim de mamon kamachayev. So too by mamon. By mamon over here, the same thing, right? Rashi says, the Rashi right here, shekin shvua gorer shvua. Ad lo chayvo shvua ella al ma sheheid. Really, we're starting off making you make a shvua on what we're testifying about. U shvua gorer shvua. Tomar be'edim halalu. Say the case by these edim. Shachamishim she'idu hei mechayven osol l'shalim. The 50 that everyone agrees about, you have to pay. The ein kan shvua ligro al yada shvua al ashar. So it should be okay. Should be okay. And therefore, to good kal v'chomer, says the Gemara, no, piv yochiach. What's piv yochiach? Right? Piv yochiach means when I admit I yohef. Mode b'miksas. Dr. Mode b'miksas. Right? Right? When I mode miksas, I swear on the other half. On the half that I deny. Right?
You're admitting half.
You're admitting half and you swear on the other half. The point is that you swear on a non-claimed item. That's the point. Malapiv shkid eno ba'achasha. But one second. We said this already. Piv can't. There's no. What do you call it? There's no eden zelm by admitting. Eirechad yochiach sheyeshno ba'achasha. Eirechad has hachasha umechayv shvua. And yet makes you make a shvua. But malah eirechad shekel amash meyed hu nishba. But when it comes to eirechad, you're not swearing on what was claimed. Tomar be'edim shalmasha kafar hu nishba. When it comes to edim, you are piv yochiach. Piv will disprove that because it's the same thing. You're swearing on what you're claimed. V'chazar adin, it's a matzad. Lo rizek rizev, lo rizek rizev. Nothing's like the other. Everyone's got a different angle, a different quirk. Hatzad hashava shebehen. The bottom line is shalidei taina ukfira hein bon. The guy comes with a taina and a denial. V'nishba. Both cases, the case of modem miksas and the case of eid echad, yes, they have individual quirks. The bottom line is, by modem miksas and eid echad, there's a claim and an oath. So too, af ani avi edim, I'll include edim, sh'al yidei taina u'kfira hein boim. They're coming for a taina and a kfira. There's a taina and a kfira here. There's a claim and a denial. V'nishba. And there's an oath. What's the big problem? That's the kav v'chomer to prove, not a kav v'chomer anymore. It's a ma'atzad that Rav Chiya said, two edim come and say, yo half, maybe the guy should make a shvua. Well, the other two cases where you make a shvua, why not? By eid echad, by modu miksas, what's the difference here? Ma'atzad ha'shav ha'shabahen, but wait a minute. Those two cases, shalo huchzak kafron. There's no chazaka that the guy is a liar in those two cases, right? There's no chazaka, the guy's a liar. If you say, Eid Echad says whatever, and I did not, I'm not a liar. Not proof to be a liar. Right? Tomar be'edim, shekin huchzak kafron. Be'edim, that's not true. When Edim come and testify about you, you're a liar. Right? So the Gemara says, is that true? U be'edim mihuchzak kafron? Is that even true? That when Edim come, you're a liar. The Amar of Edi Barov and Amar of Chista, Hakofer b'milva, if someone denies a milva alone, kosher le'edus. You're still kosher to be an aid. Why are you denying a loan? However, kofer b'pikadon pasul le'edus. If you're denying a pikadon, I ask you to watch my Gemara. I come back and say, where's my Gemara? I say, what Gemara? And I have Edim and proof and everything, you're pasul le'edus. But if I ask you, where's the $100 you lent me? You owe me. I say, I owe you $100? I don't owe you $100. You're kasher leidus. Then I bring Edom. You're kasher leidus. So what do you see? Just because Edom beat you, that doesn't mean you're pasul leidus. Now, why are you kasher leidus in such a case? So Rashi says over here, this long Rashi, but it's kedai to read it inside. Kofer b'milveh, ben al kula, ben al miksaso, bo Edom, kasher leidus. Lord, read in Goslin who? We don't say you're a Goslin. I asked you for $100. You told me you don't know it to me. Why are you not a Goslin? Vatora Armor, the Torah said, Al Tashas Russia aid. Don't be an aid. Don't be a Russia. The Kivan de Milvalot Sanitna, since when I lent you $100. I lent it to you to use it. Dilma, Tarak Lahotza, you need the money. Right? Visavar, and you thought to yourself, Ah da Havile Zuze Uparanale. When I get the money, my paycheck comes next Friday, then I'll pay him back the money. Vimodina lehashta yitviyana miyad. But if I admit it now, he's not going to let me wait till next Friday. He'll give me it with the money. So what does he do? He lies. He doesn't lie. He says, I don't really... Of course he intends to pay it back.
He's buying time.
Exactly. No, that's what... The point is... And he brings Adam. The point is, he asked you for the $100. You said, I don't owe it to you. Adam come and say, no, you do. You're kashal Adas. Why? You're not really lying. You're just pushing the guy off. Aval, but hakofer b'pikadon. But if you deny it pikadon, where's my gemara? Say what gemara? You never let me a gemara. You never asked me to watch a gemara. What are you holding on to it for? Other than what other excuse can you come up with? Why don't you give it back? Aval kofer b'pikadon, afilo a mitzas. Even if you deny half, ubo edim veidu pasul edus. You're pasul. You know why? D'may havale gabi pikadon la'vshduim minafshe. What are you pushing the guy off and telling him you don't know? You don't have it. You're stealing it. You pasulatus. Veshama tomar oved mimenu. You lost it. Veshtamte le ad mishkachach le. And you're going to push them off till you find it. Lekaman bepirkin. Mokbinin bidaasu sadi. V'armi yahu shaita biyade naket le. No. Adam come and say, he's sitting in his living room. That's not even a good... I'm embarrassed to say I lost it. So I'll tell him it never happened. When I find it, of course I'll return it. That's not the case. Adam come and said, it's sitting in his living room. So back to the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? That it's not even so true that when Edom come and say, Edom testify about you, you become a huk zakafron. It's not even true you're a liar. After all, Edom come and say you owe the money, you know, you're still kashal edus. Why are you kashal edus? God, they just pushed him off. Right? So it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha on the kal v'chomer.
On the tara shava.
Ela parachachi. Ela parachachi. Here's the problem. Ma tara shava shebehen. You know what the problem is? The tara shava between Eid Echad and Modi b'miktas is shekin einum b'taras hazama. There's no hazama by these two cases. Tomar be'edim sheyesh na b'taras hazama, but by edim so certainly is, so it's not a good tzara shava. So Gemara says no halo kasha. Reb Chiya taras hazama lo parach. Don't even ask about taras hazama. It's not a good question. Why not? So Rashi explains. Look at Rashi of taras hazama lo parach. Ena chashuva lo pircha. That's not a good pircha. Why not? The kivon de ed echad yesh na b'hazama. Of course, there's hazama by ed echad. Now, not the din of Hazama, of Kasher Zaman, that there isn't. But of course, one aid could also be made into a liar. But only two aid that can be made liars, not one aid. One aid also. Of course, it's in the parsha of Hazama. Levatel eduso be'edus shnei edim. To nullify his edus when two edim walk in. Of course you have that. Right? Im havalon lememar be'edim, mishum diyeshna b'hazama, loy chayvuhu shvua, havalon lememar na'i be'edachid lo chayvuhu shvua. The yeshno hazama levatel do so. Of course, it's hazama to levatel zaitus. The e mishum the ein mishalim knas. Aye, but an ein echad won't pay a knas of kasher zaman. Ein bzu yofi koach lahamin beeduso. That doesn't give the edus any more strength. So, in other words, it's not a fair criticism to say, well, there's no hazama by these two, because first of all, by ein echad there is hazama. It's an official kasher zaman. No. But it's enough. It's not kasher zaman. It's disproving the aid. So you don't have that by you. So you have that by aid echad also. Oh, you don't have that by modav mixas. But you have that by aid echad. So it's not a fair pircha. Back to the Gemara. El dik amar v'tana tuna. How about the following? Me dummy, you can't compare a case of milva and pikadon. Hasam l'milva islay sadi. L'milva islay sadi, l'lova leslay sadi. Milva has edim. The malva has edim. The lender has edim. L'lova leslay sadi. The borrower has no edim. Skip the next five words. Di havele sadi l'lova. Because if the lova would have edim, skip the next five words. Lo boy Rabchia leishtabuye. Rabchia would never make him swear. Right? Hacha kihechi danan sahadi bahai. Anan sahadi bahai. What he said, what the Gemara said, the question is as follows. By the case of a malva and a lova, the malva says you owe me $100. If the lova would have edim, would he swear? Of course not. The malva says one. The malva brings two edim to say one thing. The lova brings two edim to say another thing. Would we make the lova swear?
No.
Whether it's mixas or one, of course not.
He already has proof.
Right. So let the edim fight it out. Right. That's what it says. Me dummy. You can't compare Hassam by the Hassam over there over where, right?
Somebody's obviously lying.
What? When Rabchia's case was, edim want to make you pay half. So the question was, do we make a shavua? Right? Mm-hmm. That was the question. And we brought a raya. Well, we didn't bring a raya. We have a ma'atzara shava. Right? Hasam, over there, by the case of Rabchia, l'malva isle sadi, l'lova lesle sadi. Only the malva has edim. And the edim say, oh, half. What if the lova would have edim? What if he would have edim? But say, I don't owe you the half. Right? I don't owe you. Then what would happen? Would we make the lova swear? Of course not. Lo boy Rabchia l'shtabuye. Rabchia would not make the guy swear. Two edim against two edim. Yoni, someone's lying? What can I tell you? We're not going to make anyone swear.
I know,
but... Aval hacha, but over here in our Mishnah, shtayim ochs and betalis, ki hechid anan tzahadi bahai, it's as if we have two edim on Reuben holding after talis, two edim on Shimon holding after talis. Right? Afilu hachi mishtaba. Nevertheless, the Mishnah said they have to swear. The Mishnah said, Shnayim Ochs and Matalis, they each have to swear, then they get half.
Why is that like two edim?
What?
Because like
the Bezin's two edim. The Bezin's watching this happen. They walk in holding onto a talis. So we're going to confirm you own half, and we're going to confirm you own half. So it's like two edim. No worse. And yet, we do make a shavua. So what do you see from here?
But it's not third party proof.
It's not a shavua of modi b'miksas. That's not what it is. Because a shavua of modi b'miksas cannot be made when you have two edim on both sides. What is this shavua? The Rabbanan made up a shavua. It's a takana of the Rabbanan to swear in such a case. It has nothing to do with modi b'miksas. So Rabchia's whole premise is faulty. His premise was, well, if you swear in a case of this, so how about two edim come? No! Two edim come, but two edim come on the other side. Of course there's no shvua. Here, it's as if we have two edim on both sides. Right? You hold in half and you hold in half. And Bezin's watching this. So we're confirming him. There's still a shvua. What's pshat? It's a brand new thing. It's a made up shvua. The hacha made up a shvua in such a case.
But isn't there always a shvua in order to take?
What? So we're going to get to that tomorrow. You always swear and don't take.
Exactly. Oh, right.
We're going to get to that tomorrow. Maybe today. I think tomorrow. You'll hold off on that question until tomorrow. Ella ki itmar. So Ella, you're right. That's a very good point. Ella ki itmar v'tani tuna a idach d'Rabchia itmar. Right. We're asking on a different thing of Rabchia. The Amar Rabchia, mana li biyadecha, where's the money you owe me? V'halo amalo amalach biyad ein lecha biyadi elachamishim zuz. I only owe you 50 vihilach. How do they translate vihilach?
It's yours.
And it's yours. Vihilach. Go, take it. Chayiv. The guy has to swear. right? The guy has to swear. What's pshat with that? My time. What's the reason for that? Hilach nami kimode b'miktsas hataina dummy. It's the same thing as mode b'miktsas, right? You asked me for 100. I told you I owe you 50, and here it is. Right?
Yeah. How does the fact that he says here it is change
anything? Vitani tuna. What? How does it change anything?
Yeah, because he's still admitting here. So what we're saying, like, it's sort of like a certain type of mode that makes sense.
Right.
See, that's what I was asking, actually, basically.
It really doesn't change anything. I owe you the 50, and here it is. What does the halach really change?
I'll tell you what it changes. I'll tell you what it changes. There's an argument to say that when I say halach, so that 50 is not even disputed. And now I'm kofir bakol. You hear?
What do you mean you kofir bakol?
Normally, when I ask you, you owe me 100. No, I only owe you 50.
Right.
All right, so go swear. Here, I owe you 100. At first, I only owe you 50. Here's the 50. Take it. So I paid off the 50. It could be viewed as it's a brand new claim now of 50. And that undermined the whole thing.
But that's not. It's a mode of mixas.
So that's the thing. It's different. So that was the Havamina. The Havamina was, the answer is it's the same thing. But that was the Havamina. The Havamina was, since I said Hilach, it's as if the first 50 is not even disputed. That's over. And now there's a claim for 50, which I'm denying. I'm denying the whole claim. What? And therefore, I shouldn't have to swear, because no one's a chutzpah to deny the whole claim. Kamash Mullah, no, he has to swear as well. Okay, now, the Tani Tuna, but 1 second, our Mishnah said, Shnai Mokhs and Batalis, Vahacha, but over here, Kiva the Tafas, Ruvin's holding on to half the Talis, Anan Sahadi, Demai the Tafas, Hilichu. What I'm holding on to is like Hilach, no? Isn't that like Hilach? Right? Vikatani, and what did the Mishnah say? Yishava, you have to swear. What do you see? That even on Hilach, you have to swear. Right? Now, Rav Sheshe Samar, Rav Sheshe said, Hilach Pater. If there's a case of Hilach, you're Pater to swear. My taima, why? Kivin to Amalei Hilach. Since you said Hilach, Hani Zuzi de Komode Begavayu, Kaman de Nakat Lebe Milvadami. Exactly that point, Rav Sheshe says. That money I already gave back. That first 50 is already off the table. It's not disputed anymore. Be'inach chamishim halomode. The other 50 I'm not admitting to. Hilkach leko da'az b'mitzah satayna. It's not a mode of mitzvah anymore. Right? You hear that? You hear that? It's a little bit of a stretch, no?
Well, it is, really.
Okay. I love sheshas kasha masnisin. What about our Mishnah? Shnayim ogzim batalis. It's considered like Hilach, and yet there is a Shavua. How could Rav Sheshes argue with that Mishnah? Amalok Rav Sheshes, Masnisen Tekonos Chachamim. That's a brand new Tekonos Chachamim. Don't ask me questions about a brand new Tekonos Chachamim. It's not because of Hodos Edim. It's not because of that. Who are the Edim? Bezdin. Want to say Bezdin's the Edim because they're watching it? Nothing to do with that. But Rashi says second bottom line. Lo Mishom Hodos Edim. Because the Bezin's watching it. That's not the reason. Rather, it's the Tekonos Chachamim. The Idach. And what do the other ones say about this idea? They say, yes. Tekonos Chachamim he. It is the Tekonos Chachamim. Umihu, however, it's still a riot to Hilach. That Hilach is Chayev Shvua. I Amar Bishlam Midoraisa Hilach Chayev. If Hilach is Chayev Midoraisa. Misakni Rabbanon Shavua Kein Doraisa. So the Rabbanon will make a Shavua like patterned on a Doraisa. Ella, Iyamarv Doraisa, Hilach Potter, but if Doraisa, Hilach is Potter, like you, Rav Sheshes, want to say, Misakni Rabbanon Shavua, Deleka Kavase Doraisa, could there be such a thing? Can't be such a thing. So, now, Meisvei, now we're going to ask a question on Rav Chia, who said, Hilach has to make a shvua. Meisvei. If someone says, someone produces a shtar, and the shtar says as follows, Sloim dinarim. It says in the shtar, you owe me dollars. You owe me dollars. How many dollars? How many dollars do you owe me? Doesn't say. So, Malva omer chomesh. The Malva says five. Lova Amar Shalosh. The Lova says, I owe you three. He could have said, I owe you two. Because two is the minimum of dollars. The minimum plural is two.
Correct.
But he said three. The Malva says five. He says three. So
he's admitting more, one more than he has to.
Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Howel, since it's Moda B'mitzas, Hataina Yishava, you have to swear. That's Reb Elazar. Reb Shimon Elazar. Wait. Wait. It's a mitzas. Mitzas doesn't mean 50%. It means not the whole thing. Reb Kiva Omer, Eino Ela Kimei Shev Aveda. I don't have to swear. It's like I returned an Aveda to you. Right?
What?
I could have said, I could have, right? Rashi said, look at Rashi. The third wide line. I could have said two. And the star would even say I'm right. Because the star says dollars is plural. Since it doesn't say how many dollars, we defaulted to the lowest number of plural, which is two. Don't have to say how many dollars, it means two. The mead sloy and bays. The minimum is two. The kiv and the amar gimel. But I said three. Meshav Vedahu. I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing you a favor. I'm an honest man. I could have said two, but I'm saying three. What is that like? It's like a Shavas Aveda. I didn't have to give this back to you. But I'm being nice. I'm giving it back to you. Right? V'chacham and poacher. It's Meshav Vedah. Bin HaShavua. I don't have to make a Shavua for Meshav Vedah. Want to admit to returning your wallet? I have to swear to that? That I didn't take any money out of it? No. I don't have to swear. That's Rav Akiva's. Anyway, upater. You potter from swearing. Back to the Gemara. Ketani miyas, it says, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, hold the b'mixas hatayni yishava. Since it's a mode of b'mixas, I have to swear. Time the amar shalosh. The whole reason I have to swear is because I said three. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? That's not hilach. Why is it not hilach? The reason it's not hilach, Rashi explains, is because if I would have said two, now we know the rule. The rule is that a shtar, whatever's written in a shtar, you can take away, it doesn't pay, you can take his field away. In this case, if it says two, and I admit to three, it says nothing, it says dollars, but I say three, can you take the fields away from me? Rashi says no. You can't take the fields away. Why? It's not in the shtar. You hear? So therefore, it's not a case of hilach. It's not a case of hilach because it's more than what's being claimed, right? So it's not like saying here it is. Not like that. However, hashtayim. But what if I would have admitted to two? You say five. I say, what do you mean five? It says dollars. Dollars is two. I say two. What would be the case then? Putter. I would not make a shavua. What am I making a shavua for? Vaha shtar. Dikamodi be hilachu, because the shtar would be like hilach. Yeah, two I'm admitting to. Two I'll give you. Vikatani, v'shmamina, hilach pater. So what do you see in this case? What do you see from this case? Hilach is pater. Rav Chiya said hilach is chayev. How do you explain Rav Chiya? Lo. Lo la me'malach shtayim chayev. Really, two, you'd also be chayev in the shmua. I have a hadetani shalosh. Why does it say three? Lafuke mid Rabbi Akiva, to tell you how makel Rabbi Akiva is, the Amar Meshav Aveda have you potter. That's Meshav Aveda, and it's potter. Right? Kamash Malan, the mode b'mitzas hatayna have v'chayev. No, it's a mode b'mitzas, and you are chayev. Ihachi, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, what does Rav Shimon ben Elazar say? Hoel v'hode b'mitzas hatayna yishava. Since it's a case of mode b'mitzas, you have to swear. It's not what he should have said. What he should have said was af ze yishava miboyle. Even in this case, you have to swear, right? So that's such a strong question that we reject the answer. El olam shtayim patar v'hile chayiv. Really, shtayim is patar, but hilach is still chayiv. How could that be? Right? How could that be? V'shayni hacha, here it's different. The kamasayei alei shtara. You're, 1 minute. Really, v'shayni hacha, the kamasayei alei shtara. You know why it's not a case of hilach here? Not a case of hilach. You know why not? Really, chayiv even on two to swear. You know why? Because there's a shtar. The shtar says dollars. So there's a dispute on what that means. This has nothing to do with hilach. Something to do with that. Inami or mahasham mishum dahavel ishtar shuber karkos, because the shtar is tied to karka. The einish bar al kfiras shibin karkos, and there's never an oath. There's never an oath on what do you call it, on karka. So what's the bottom line? Hilach really is chayiv. I in this brisa it seems to say that there'd be no shvua. The implication is there'd be no shvua on three. There's a shvua, but on two there's not. No, on two, first of all, it's a shtar. And second of all, it's tied to land. That's why there's no shvua. Nothing to do with hilach. There's a shtar. What do you mean hilach? So it's nothing to do with hilach. Make sense? So therefore, I still hold hilach is chayiv in the shvua. How come in this case not? Tell you why not. First of all, it's tied to karka. Second of all, because it's a shtar. That's not hilach. Okay. Now, you know what? Look at the Rashi of Inami. Inami, it's a little further down where we are. Inami, l'hachi l'havi shtayim hodol l'chayiv ha-shvua. This is why two can't make you make a shvua. L'fish ha-shtar omer kein, v'ashtar havi shibu karkos, shtar is tied to karka, u'kishem she'ein nishborin al kfiris karka, kach ha-da'osam eino mevi l'dei shvua. So too, when you admit, you also can't make a shvua. De karkos, amai tor me shvua, fine, very good. Now, we're going to have the exact same Gemara on Rabbi Akiva's side.
Karkos and karka, is there any difference?
What?
Karkos and karka.
Same difference? Thing, same word. It's just plural.
I know, but is there any...
No, it's the same thing. There's no shvu on karka, for whatever reason. Rashi says, we learned it out, whatever. So he says, he ends off that Rashi. Aval ki amar milva chamesh. When the milva says it's five, velova amar shalosh, and the lova says three, ik a kfira v'hauda, there's a kfira and hauda, the masha ain't a kasa v'shtar. When it's not written in the shtar, that's why you make a shavua. Or they can't make a shavua because it's about land. Ik a demosiv mi seifa. Others have the exact same vart from the seifa. What's the seifa? Rebbe Akiva omer ain't el kemesh avedu pater. It's a mesha shavas avedu. You did a bit toiva. You did a mitzvah. You don't have to swear for that. Taima the amar shalosh. That's only because he said shalosh. Ha shtayim chayiv. But if he said it's taka two, even Rebbe Akiva would say you have to swear. For a star, the kamodi baby hilach dami sharmina hilach chayiv, same exact word. So what do you see when it comes to two yichayiv? Hilach, because why yichayiv? Because it's hilach. It's a little bit of a forced hilach, but that low lalamei malach shtayim nami pater. Even on two you'd be pater. Ay v'hai dektani shlosha. Why do you say three? Lafuke midrav shir ben elazar to argon of shir ben elazar to amar modiv mitzvah satayna have v'chayiv, because he said that's a case of modiv mitzvah and for your chayiv kamash malon the meishav veda have upater. It's a meishav veda and you are potter. Hachinar mistabra, that makes a lot of sense actually. If one second, listen to this. If I say oh you two, I have to swear. But if I say oh you three, I don't have to swear. Does that make any sense? What's the guy going to do? He's going to admit on two? If you say, where's the five you owe me? It says dollars, you owe me five. If I say two, then I have to swear. But if I say three, I don't have to swear. So what person is going to say two? It doesn't make any sense, right? If I say two, I have to swear. Why do I have to swear? Because that's the minimum. And therefore, it's not a Meshiv Aveda, and therefore I have to swear. It's ridiculous. Ema Shalosh, I'll say three. The EU Kimeshiv Aveda Upater. That doesn't make any sense at all. Right? But if I say three, oh, then I'm a big tzaddik. I'm Meshiv Aveda. They don't have to swear. That's crazy. Ela Shmamina, Shtayanami Pater. Tuya also Pater. Ela Kasha L'Rabchia. We're back to our story. It's a Kasha on Rabchia. What's the Kasha on Rabchia? Right? Right?
Then you have to swear it for Halo.
Right, exactly. Because Rabbi Kiva said you don't. Shani Hassam, again, same answers. To come and say, Ele Shtara. No, you're not swearing on Hilach. You're not, nothing to do with Hilach. There's a star. Inami or Mishum to have Ele Shtar, Shibud Karkios. Ve'enish Boran al Kfiras, Shibud Karkios. Either one of those two answers. That's why there's no Shavua. But it has nothing to do with Hilach. Now, again, another question. Masiv Marzutra, Breder of Nachman. Tanu kelim v'karkos. If I say to you, where's my kelim? Where's my karka? V'hoda b'kelim v'kafa b'karkos. You admit on the kelim, you admit on the kelim, you deny the land. Or, hoda b'karkos, you admit on the land, v'kafa b'kelim, you deny the kelim, potter. No shvua. Why is there no shvua? No shvua by karka. Very simple. Hoda b'miksas karkos, potter. If you admit on half the karkos, you're also potter. Why are you also potter? Again, same story. Mixas kalim chayiv. But in mixas kalim, you're going to be chayiv. Why are you going to be chayiv? Why are you going to be chayiv? Because it's nothing to do with karka. Right? Taima, the reason is the kalim v'karkos. The reason why you're potter is because you have a mixture of kalim and karka here. The karka la bashvuhi. Karka is not an oath. You can't make a shvuah on a karka. Ha kalim v'kalim. But if it would be Kalim and Kalim, Dumya de Kalim v'karkos, like Kalim and Karkos, in other words, I claim watches and diamond rings, and you admit that the watches, you deny the diamond rings, Chayev, you'd be Chayev. Now, Hechi Dami, what's the case? Lav d'amal hilach, isn't it a case of hilach? Here's your watches, I owe you, here you are. V'shramina hilach Chayev. And you see from here that hilach is Chayev, right?
Wouldn't that be more than a mixas?
No, since it's hilach, it's not modem mixas. That's off the table. Right? That's not disputed. Right? Rav Sheshet said that hilach is putter. Okay. The kash on him. The same thing in the four. It's a funny thing to say, but that's what the Gemara is saying. Once I give you back the watches, I'm not admitting half. I'm denying the diamond rings. It's a complete denial. And yet I have to swear. So what do you see? Hilach is chayiv. Lo lamemalach, kalev, kalev, nami putter. It's also putter. Why? But hilach is putter. Fahad diktani kalim v'karkos. What's the story here with kalim and karka? Hakamash malan hado b'miksas kalim chayiv af ala karkos. You can even make a shvua in such a case on the karkos. My kamash malan zokakin. What do you want to tell me that we could make a gilgul shvua? That's old news. Tanina zokakin anachasim she'ein lam achrayis es anachasim she'eish lam achrayis lishava alehem to make a shvua even on karka because it's like a gilgul shvua. And the Gemara answers, well, hacha ikar. Yeah, this is the main source. Hasam, that other place where it comes up, somewhere in Kedushin, that's agav gruara naspa. That was learned as a side story. But the ikar story is right here. Okay? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Wow.